Here is the Gettysburg Astro Minute for late February 2015. This time, we are going to take you outside to look at the night sky as it will be for the next few weeks.
Hi Annie, it's cold out here.
Why yes, Julia, it is cold, but the weather will be getting warmer soon. Have you noticed how much later the sun is setting?
I guess so, Annie.
You bet it is. We have an hour and a half more sunlight than we did in December, and the sun gets higher in the sky too.
That's peachy keen, Annie. What's that over there in the west? It's bright.
That's our neighbor, the planet Venus. Brightest natural object in the sky besides the sun and the moon.
Really? What about that meteor those Russians all recorded in their dash cams?
Meteors don't count, because I said so.
Makes sense to me, Annie.
If you look carefully, you can see Mars near Venus. It's almost 100 times fainter, but it's there.
Oh, I think I see it.
I wish we were out here on the night of February 20th.
Tell me why.
Because the crescent moon will be right beside Venus and Mars. You have to look just as it gets dark, because they will all set before 8 o'clock.
I think I need to move a little. My feet are cold. There's Orion the Hunter in the south. I love that constellation.
And Sirius, the dog star.
Hey, there's something in the east that looks almost as bright as Venus.
That's Jupiter, king of the planets. Down below, you can see the head of Leo the Lion. It's a real sign of spring.
It looks like a backwards question mark.
Yeah, it makes me feel existential.
Let's go inside.
The Astro Minute is produced by Gettysburg College Hatter Planetarium. It is written by Ian Clark and was read this time by Julia Giannini, Annie Schrebeck, and me, Maria Mazza. Until next time, stay starry, Gettysburg.